Okay, so this podcast is based on the official website from Construction Health and Safety New Zealand.org or CHASNZ.org, and we'll cover the 5-step guide for returning to work at Alert Level 3 for horizontal and vertical construction. Number 1, before arriving on site. Each contractor must have a plan detailing the steps they will take to mitigate risks, including those presented by COVID-19. The details of the plan must be communicated to workers before they start work. Where possible, conduct a remote induction before arrival on site. This can be done via video conferencing or by phone, and there are several systems out there like Zoom.us, Google Hangouts, GoToWebinar, there's a few there, I'll put them on the website. If an in-person induction is required, the physical distancing and hygiene protocol must be followed. All workers should follow the personal health flowchart to confirm they are safe to be on site. Employers must have an understanding of how workers will travel to and from site and will communicate the site transportation protocol to all. Ensure all workers understand when additional PPE may be required due to COVID-19 and that workers have access to the correct PPE as per the Ministry of Health PPE guide and WorkSafe guidelines. When required to use face masks or gloves, please follow these processes. Okay, moving on to site entry. Only relevant personnel to the workplace are to access the site. All office employees supporting a project will work remotely where possible. A daily register of workers entering and leaving the site must be completed along with a health declaration. If electronic sign-in machines are used, these must be cleaned and sanitised after each use. Use your existing sign-in register or the example sign-in register provided. Signage reminding workers of the COVID-19 physical distancing and hygiene protocol will be posted at the site entrance and in common areas where appropriate. Number 3, site operations. All work is to be undertaken in such a way as to reduce any possible contact between workers and to promote physical distancing wherever possible, as per the physical distancing and hygiene protocol. All visitors to the site, such as necessary delivery workers, will be restricted to one person wherever possible. These workers must follow the site transportation protocol. All offices and job sites must implement cleaning measures as per the cleaning guide. All tools, equipment, plant and vehicles must be used in alignment with the cleaning guide. Toolbox talks should be held with physical distancing in place, as per the physical distancing and hygiene protocol. A COVID-19 Level 3 toolbox talk is available for you to assist with your toolbox talks. All of these things that I'm referencing, the links will be on BuilderSpace for you. Additional sanitary measures are to be implemented on site to prevent the spread of COVID-19, e.g. hand washing stations, provision of additional hand sanitizer, provision of disinfectant wiping products as per the physical distancing and hygiene protocol. Smokers must follow the physical distancing and hygiene protocol. A COVID-19 response plan must be available and accessible on site. Number 4, leaving the site. Workers must use the sign-in register to sign out. When returning home, workers will need to follow the necessary hygiene measures. Each site must be cleaned and sanitized at the end of each working day or at the end of each shift. All waste and disposable PPE must be removed from site and securely disposed of as per the cleaning guide, and workers must follow the site transportation protocol. Lastly, we have management protocols. So this is for all of the site managers, etc. out there. Follow the COVID-19 managers checklist, which you'll find on the website. Communicate the site expectations and prevention measures to all workers and contractors. You must have a COVID-19 response plan in place to identify processes for dealing with suspected and confirmed COVID-19 cases. Stay in contact with all workers, including those who may be in isolation or working remotely, and conduct toolbox talks regularly and keep track where and when workers are on site for contract tracing purposes and ensure they have the correct PPE. And don't forget, your normal health and safety obligations still apply. These protocols are in addition to your usual health and safety controls. The end.